This is Time Out with the Psalms, and once again we're looking at Psalm 23. I will take time to read the psalm again. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The psalm is the favorite of millions, I'm sure. I do not know of any passage of scripture that I've read more often at funerals or at times of great difficulty. And yet the psalm speaks more of just comfort at the time of death. As a matter of fact, the title of the psalm, I think, The Shepherd Lord, I believe it's one of the compound names of Jehovah. 62 times the title Shepherd is associated with Jehovah here in Psalm 23:1. It's the Shepherd Lord. And how fitting that David would write of the Shepherd Lord, he who was the Shepherd Boy, and then he was the Shepherd King, he was a Shepherd Lost for a while, and a Shepherd Found. David understood the role of the Shepherd, and he rejoiced that the Lord, that Jehovah, is his Shepherd. There are 3 points in the psalm, John MacArthur says. There's David's exclamation. He says that the Lord is my shepherd is an exclamation. There's David's expectation. Number two, I shall not want, I will fear no evil. And then David's exultation, my cup overflows. John Phillips says that there are 3 parts of the 23rd psalm as well. The secret to a happy life, the secret to a happy death, and the secret to a happy eternity. Whether living or dying, whether in this world or the world to come, we need a relationship with this shepherd. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, the great shepherd who gave himself for the sheep and redeemed us with his own blood. We now have access into the very presence of God. Now by prayer and privilege, and someday by the very presence that we will enjoy with the Lord. I pray the Lord is your shepherd. Let's pray. Father, I ask you to bless these timeouts with the Psalms. And this 23rd Psalm, for powerful and poignant reasons, is familiar and favorite to many. Father, I pray that we would not just make it literature, but we would make it our livelihood to know the Lord is our shepherd. Thank you for shepherding us through blessings, even through the burdens, in the mountaintops and in the valleys. We pray these things in Jesus, who is the great shepherd. Gave himself for us and now lives for us and soon comes to take us home to be with him forever. Amen.